Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top. When you lick the bottle, I'm down for the buck. Taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few 20s. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Pessimism is all that you know, cause every brother she go with always pick up and go. I've been trying to show you stuff without a different approach. Try to give me your heart, try to get you the globe. How the world, baby girl, live it up, you deserve. Every time she catch feelings, she go throw away the gloves. We go together, break up, we go together, break up. Ain't this an insecure bitch, meaning we love to make up. When we good, started, we on there, make love. But if I call you out your name, I bet you ready to... You say you ready, you ain't ready enough. Cause when it's all right in your lap, you be ready to get up. This is her, this is her, this is it, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one. She got cold feet, my love will be the sun. Get it down. This is her, this is her, this is it, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one. She got cold feet, my love will be the sun. Get it down. I got a paper plane, it's propelling my buzz. I'm trying to make a way, she never called back. She trying to fall back, cause she say I'm all that. She only love me when I be ignored. When I be throwing it on, it's already brushing me off. I swear, I kinda feel like she's slightly bizarre. Sabotage all that time, having me avatar. Blue ball, who fought mine, only cause it's stick around. She leave before the sun, leave me something to think about. Yeah, and this is something to think about. Why people want you single, every time that you got a spouse. It make it hard to be faithful. knowing I can go wherever and get eight more. Tell more, depending on where I ain't going. Fuck it, I got a few more that have my hair long. It's weird, shorty, your way showing me dead wrong. You going, it's a good thing, and I'm bitter alone. Shit ain't better alone. I get it once, I bet you keep coming back for more. 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 Sabotage love, trying to fit. She the shit, she the one. She need now, she ain't never needed love. Let her go, let her leave. This is something that can never ever be. Set her heart in a cage. Cause if you never love, you can never hate. Marinate, work, 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 work.
DJ, turn it up, let the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again. Tell him that you like that, oh.
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop out.
I know it's somebody's birthday right now.
York City. Houston, where the girls all sit. LA, the Bay, tell your girl about this. Matter of fact, tell her whole DJ. Ooh, you know they're flying up and down to Carolina. Shout to every Tennessee when I'm down in Tennessee. I only came here for.
What's going on, y'all? Shanae and Brooklyn Black. You are definitely locked into episode of All Bars Radio, hosted by your girl, Nikki Bars. She's on the way. It is January 29th. Yo, first month of the year in the bag. Done with. You know what I'm saying? How close are you to your resolutions? As close are you to your dreams? Nikki, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I'm here. What's up?
Chilling, chilling. How are you?
I'm okay. It could be better, but I'm doing okay.
You know, we here now. You know, it's been a crazy week, I know, in hip-hop and entertainment.
Word. I've been hearing, I've been hearing a lot of different things. Like, what have you heard that's been going on in the entertainment world that has got you kind of like, damn?
All right. Well, me personally, I heard Rick Ross had a birthday party. Happy birthday, Ross. And he was in his car chilling with a whole bunch of ladies and whatnot, and niggas shot up the car.
Well, see, I heard the same thing, but hold on, because I think I'm being really, really rude. And I'm sorry, you guys. You're definitely rocking on All Bobby Radio. I'm pretty sure Black already did the intro, but I always like to start off the show by shouting out my people. So shout out to the All Bars, All Bar promoters, everybody that supports pregame radio, All Bars Radio, me, myself, Black, and everybody else that's down with the movement. And shout out to y'all. I hope that y'all had a blessed day. But yeah, actually, I heard that. And it's just so funny because with that being said, you know, and one of the lines from his song, about him having a chopper in the car. Somebody lied. But yeah, that's but then the pictures that I've seen, it was with his girlfriend of 5 years that he was in the car with. I seen like she had on like this nice ass dress. Niggas came back from shopping because it was definitely a shopping bag in the front seat with her. I didn't see a whole bunch of people though, so
yo, I don't know. I say he was lucky because how you shoot a car up like that and ain't nobody hit?
That's crazy. Also,
like,
I hear about... Oh,
yo,
yeah,
I'm saying Big got his car shot up. Big ain't here. Pop got his car shot up. He in Cuba. You know, Rick Ross got his car shot up and he is okay.
I mean, you just never know. You know, like, if it's not your time, it's not your time. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, too, like, you know, Rick Ross is a big-ass nigga. I mean, bullets, you know, it has nothing to do with anything, but all I want to do is say it was fate, I guess. Because, like you said, they, you know, them people got their cars shot up and they're not here today. You know what I'm saying? But here he comes along and then, you know, that happens and he's A-okay. All I could do is say, fate. But I bet you one thing, you know, I don't know, how do you think that's going to affect his future songs?
Well, yo, if he got an album coming out, that's just going to give him mad publicity. Like, we already know. Like, his sales are going to go up, or they'll go down because he's going to have a chop in the car, and then he had no chop in the car when he needed it. So it can make or break him. You know what I'm saying? But at bottom line, end of the day, Grady's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least we're not talking about, oh, well, you know, Rick Ross is no longer with us. And, you know, good thing we ain't talking about it like that. We can be like, yo, damn, like, niggas drop your car. Ain't nobody get hit. That's, you know, we can... You know, we could joke about how you say you had a chop in the car. Ain't no chop in the car, and you needed it. You know, now we can joke about it, which is the good thing about it.
Exactly. I mean, also true. What's up? I've been hearing about Chris Brown punching fucking Chris Ocean in the face. What?
Yo, all right. Here's what went down. Chris Brown was actually trying to leave. That means people is trying to leave the studio. All right. Frank Ocean was just getting there. Apparently, Ocean was blocking Brown's car, whatever. Alright, so Chris Brown is actually going to, you know what I'm saying, kill the shit, because you know it's awkward, whatever, but he's going to kill it, go shake hands, but then one of Frank Ocean's people pushed Chris Brown's hand away. So then one of Chris Brown's people stepped to that dude. So now you got Chris Brown's people stepping up to Frank Ocean's people. So naturally, Chris had to step up to Frank Ocean. And that's what happened.
This shit crazy.
You know, and now this nigga drops this cop and got his ass whipped. That's real punk shit, Frank Ocean. I was, you know, no disrespect to my rainbows, but that's the real gay shit right there, son. How you gonna fight? How your man start a fight and you wanna drop snitch to the cops?
Said that's real gay shit. Ha ha ha.
That's that real he bitch shit, son. I'm just saying. That's like, come on, son. You don't tell the cops because you got your ass whipped.
That is, okay. And then I hear that Jay-Z is making him press charges, because at first Frank Ocean did not want to press charges against,
Now see, Jay-Z, he's doing that because he got a vendetta against Chris Brown, because that whole Rihanna shit. Now, Jay-Z, he know better. He said that shit in the song. Don't try to box to the Matlocks. What the fuck? He forgot that? That was only like 4 or 5 years ago he said that shit. Come on, now you encouraging niggas to drop snitch? Come on, Jay.
I don't know. That's
Jay,
what I'm saying.
Call, like, you know, and a real nigga shit like that's not even cool. Like, if he wasn't even gonna go press it, you push in the press charges, come on, son. Frank Ocean's a man, even though he said he likes dick, but he's a man. He's a man. It means he should know how to defend himself, and you win some, you lose some. But if you lose, fuck it.
Exactly.
You go back till you win, or you need the shit alone.
Exactly.
You're going to fucking dry snitch it. And then that makes Frank Ocean look even more weak, because now you've been influenced by the next motherfucker to snitch.
Mm.
So you know what? Coming out this shit, Frank Ocean look like a bitch.
Well, what do you think that is going to do to his future songs?
You know, because he's an R&B singer. It's not like he's a gangster rapper. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, he ain't got no street cred. He's a lover, not a fighter. So that ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? With Chris Brown, that ain't going to do shit either. You know what I'm saying? As long as fucking, if they don't press charges, his permission is violated, he'll be straight.
You know what's
funny? He'll cry on stage again, you know, on Michael Jackson's birthday, and fucking, we'll be all good.
But you know what's so funny, though, with Chris, though? It's so funny because, not for nothing, shout out to Chris Brown. And I say that because me and him, we actually share the same birthday. We're both Tauruses, Cinco de Mayo. So a lot of times people be looking at him like he's crazy to the public eye, you know, he's mean, he's this, he's that, and the third, like, not for nothing, us Taurus is like, we're very territorial, we're very, you know what I'm saying, we're cool people, just don't fuck with us. You know, we do have temper tantrums, or we do get upset, you'll know that. You know what I mean? So I definitely do stick by the whole Taurus attitude thing, but come on, Crystal. Like I always say, you know, him and I are not the same, so there's things that, like, I could get away with a whole bunch of shit. I could punch a bitch in her face, you know what I'm saying, for doing dumb shit. I might get arrested, I might not get arrested. You know, some nosy people in the neighborhood might see, some nosy people in the neighborhood, they may not have missed that one. But for him, it's just like, there's somebody always, like, that's how people, a lot of people get paid. Like, they live to catch him doing things. So this, he knows. If I was him, I would just chill out, though, because it's just like, you know, Chris Brown, once upon a time, was just so looked upon, and it's like he was viewed in a different light, and especially after that whole incident where Rihanna came about. To me, it just don't seem like with him and females, or him and this whole, you know, his anger issue, it doesn't seem like nothing that has happened to him has affected him.
as far as their personal.
See, that's the thing. Because Chris Brown's an R&B dude, you know, they think he's soft. But y'all got to remember, this nigga's from Virginia, son. Virginia, you know, they not know a bunch of people. And I know because I got family out there, you know what I'm saying, and I know artists out there, and I've, you know. So shout out to VA Richmond.
I have a lot of family members in Richmond. I have a lot of family in, you know, Palm Springs. I have a lot of people in Chesapeake. So, yeah, I know how they give it up in Richmond. I used to spend
my
summer.
He's not no punk.
No, I know that. So this is what I'm saying.
Chris Brown. That nigga dance? Yo, so, you know, he quick, and he mad, tall, and linky, so he got like an 80-inch reach on your ass. You better stop fucking with Chris Brown. Yo, they sleep up because he's an R&B dude. They think he's soft and shit. No, that nigga is from the hood. He dance, which means he fast and shit, and he limber, so he'll do some motherfucking backspin and knock your ass out type shit. You know what I'm saying? And he don't give a shit. He's smoking weed now. He hanging out with rappers and shit. He don't give a fuck.
In that picture, he's smoking weed. I've seen the picture of him, like, blowing out smoke, and I didn't see a hookah in front of him. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga's still on probation. This is what the fuck I'm talking about. So I don't understand, like, certain things, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm an artist, you know, rapper, singer, whatever, actress, you know, and I get into trouble, you know, here and there. After a while, though, like, I'm going to just get back to this money and try to keep my name out of, you know, stupid shit, only because I once been there, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I want to, like, you know, and you want to kind of prove to people that's the opportunistic value that you actually, you're listening, you know, you're taking advice, you're doing what's right, you're trying. Chris just needs to just.
Oh, no, son.
Calm it down.
I say, yo, leave Chris alone, man. He's trying, man. He's making this money. He's trying, man, but people fuck with him. Like, straight, leave Chris alone. Like, they ain't going to be happy until they fucking Bobby Brown that nigga.
That I. Got him all stressed the fuck out, looking like he done fucking smoked crack, talking about it's my prerogative. Leave Chris alone.
Now I'm saying, he already got the ramen noodle haircut going, like, yo, leave this nigga alone.
Word.
Maybe he'll outgrow that shit and just cut his shit and go back to the regular shit. You know what I'm saying? That ramen noodle shit is probably like the indication, like, niggas should leave him the fuck alone before he do something else real drastic.
For real. Like, fucking get some nickel rings and niggas start comparing him to Dennis Rodman.
Yikes. Yo, I can't with you.
I'm dead serious.
But before
I get into my topics and fashion and everything for the week, let's just get into another commercial break really quickly, Vlad, if you can.
Yeah, let's do it. 347-857-4302. Saw Bars Radio, Nikki Bars, of course, Mr. Black in the building. We rocking out to 10:30. We'll be right back.
Chris Breezy, Chris Mack.
What's on my mind? I had some drinks, thinking about how bad you be. Don't you remember the last time the sex was good? I made you scream. We was really on. I remember the feeling like it was just yesterday. Now I'm up in the city, I'm fucking it up while getting this extra pay. Screaming does the haters and debaters, they want to discuss me. But I be getting them pesos and that fire hair like I'm lucky. Yo, this the shit, yo, it must be. And I love the way that you ride. And I'ma kill that pussy off, yo, it's a homicide.
Girl, it's late at night and I'm driving over to your crib for some action. And I just can't wait to put it down. I just wanna work you out. Pull it up in your driveway. If you keep the door unlocked, I'm coming in, girl. I need to go and up the stairs into the bedroom. I pop a bag, roll pedals on the floor. We gon' do it all night. We gon' do it all night. Really using my tongue, baby. Yeah, girl. Whenever I'm in your city, you know I'm a girl by me. I know I'm a fucking city. I'ma give my love to you. I'm a fucking city. bring your friends. She can come, she can come.
Fuck it up, fuck it
just
up.
Just let me lay you up on the bed, hands on the pillow. I'ma go deep, putting work in the middle. Ass up, face down, baby, I'ma work it out. You feel the sort of hands screaming a little. Bump it out, can get it out, can get it out, can get it out, can get it out. So baby, can we play? Really using my tongue, baby. Yeah, girl. Whenever I'm in your city, you know I'ma go about beating. I'm not gonna fuck the city, no. Nah. I'ma give my love to you, you. I'ma fuck the city, yeah.
Life rough, I fuck the city up. Ride this bitch all night, tell her giddy up. Champagne, some new drinks, a new buck. The light's too bright, can thank my jeweler. This is the epitome of jealousy when niggas expect you to strike out like a felony. It's not my intention to lash out, but you're telling me a nigga that he never beat. One of the greatest. Bitch, you hating cause a nigga made. When I was cutting records in my fucking basement, a little nigga couldn't get a placement. But like a spaceship, I'm out of here, not a bill. You bring and I buy the bill. Looking at my chains like a chandelier, but these diamonds here and these diamonds real.
Can you play? Get your body on my arm, up and down. Make me work for it, work for it, work. Baby. I'ma give you the business, girl. You gon' get it when I start releasing
you
my tongue, baby.
Life.
Yeah, girl. Whenever I'm in your city, you know I'ma blow my beat. I know I'ma fuck the city, no. I'ma give my love to you, you. I'ma fuck the city, yeah.
Yes, 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 we're back. All Garbage Radio. Sorry, Black. I know you're about to come on and be like, All Garbage Radio. Yes, we're back.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Brown. That was my song. I think that was one of the songs I had sent to you before, because I would like that song. I'ma fuck the city up. I'ma give my love to you, you. That's my shit. I can't sing, so don't judge me, y'all, but I do. I love that song.
She tries.
She's trying. Fuck that shit. Exactly. Shout out to at Damn It's Thick. The Pussy Eating Champ again. That's what it is. Shout out to at Jay Bourne. That nigga has me dying on Twitter right now. This nigga is just bad. Like, the most funniest shit ever. Like, he tweeted, Tiki having hemorrhoids the size of onions. How do y'all say that? Yo is right.
Wow.
I fell out. Like, are you serious?
Wait, he has hemorrhoids the size of onions?
This is what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm
like, dude, what the fuck are you trying to do?
You know I do the whole medical thing, and you know I've seen it all. When it comes down to body parts, when it comes down to sores, you know, everything. Anywhere there's a moist, dark area, whatever, anything that any self, I know. So hemorrhoids and stuff like that, it doesn't gross me out, but it does at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you understand that. Like, I know how to treat a lot of these cases, you know, I've seen them in many different cases, different sizes, different shapes, different colors. But that shit still, like, makes my stomach start turn. And I'm like, damn, he said, how do y'all shave that? Word. Like, how would you shave?
What are you doing to keep it in the hemorrhoid long enough to let it go? Hell no, motherfucker. Like, I figured you get a hemorrhoid, you go immediately to go to the doctor, let them get the preparation H on or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, God, that's gross, right?
That shit had me cracking up. That shit had me cracking up. Shout out to courtesy of Stutter Home. Shout out to the paint and scatter that I'm drinking right now currently. It's okay. Usually, you know, I'm a wine type of girl. I do drink hard liquor, but if I had to choose, I would drink wine. And I always get the regular Moscato. And today, I was just in my pink mode. So I figure, let me try. And it's actually okay. It's actually cool. So shout out to Stutter Homes. I don't know if anybody drinks wine. But if you just
drink Stutter Home.
Yeah,
yo, I fucks with it, you know, but I actually recently become a fan of mimosas, though. I'm not even going to front.
Yeah, but see, mimosas, those are cool. Those are cool, the orange juice and champagne, but you know what? After a while, though, me and orange juice, like the acidity in the orange juice, like I tend to, like after a while, I get tired of that taste. So, like, yeah, like OJ is something that, like, if I don't drink that shit in the morning with my breakfast, you know what I'm saying, or maybe... You know, on a lunch break, if I'm eating something and I have, like, a fruit salad or something like that, and I just, you know, a banana or whatever, and I just drink orange juice really quickly to give me some energy. Yeah, but wine, I don't know. No shit. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, that shit gets me fucked up because the other day I was turned up. I was so turned up that I had, like, the worst hangover ever from wine. I didn't want to drink wine for, like, another week or two because I was so fucked up off of it. Like, I got to taking it to the head. I got to popping shit. I became this whole nother person. Like, I got really sexual. I was just doing things, and I was just all over the place. And then after I done got dealt with, like, when I went to sleep, like, I woke up feeling like, shit. That's crazy. Wine will get you fucked up, though. I think sometimes quicker than hard liquor. It depends on how you're doing your hard liquor. Because if you're doing the straight shots, 5 shots back-to-back, maybe. But you could drink, like, 2 glasses or 3 glasses of wine. And by the time you go to stand up, you'd be like, damn. That ass, like, I'm so sincere. That's happened to me so many times. But also, too, we definitely do want to keep in mind, you know, like, just when it comes down to, the weather, like, I don't stress it enough, you know. There's a reason why designers make different lines, fall, summer, spring, and winter lines. You know what I'm saying? It's winter, bitch. Get up on your winter collection. I'm so fucking tired of seeing, like, I just don't understand, like, bitch is still wearing shorts.
What?
I don't give a fuck if you put a pair of hosiery underneath that bitch. It's, you're still rocking shorts. It really irks me because here I am, you know, bundled up. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, damn, with the winter gear, it's hard to kind of look cute, you know, because you just, I don't like being cold. That's just one thing about me. I don't like being cold, and I'm not going to be cold for nobody. And, you know, I could be like, damn, but at least I'm warm, though. You know, once I take off this jacket and this hat, shake my hair out, pull down my skirt, you know, then that's the statement. But other than that, like, it's winter, bitch. Take off the leather jacket that you don't have a fleece underneath. Why? Your nose is running. You know what I'm saying? Your fucking teeth are chattering. Or because of what? Let's please stay together with the fashion. Like, I'm so serious.
Yeah. I ain't seen nothing outrageous like that. I've seen people bundled up because it's been real chilly, like, over the weekend. It was, like, 16 degrees and shit. You know, it's warmed up a little bit, but we ain't out the woods. Like, you still got to throw on a jacket and shit.
Yes.
ladies, juleps. I'm pretty sure my ladies know what I'm talking about. Juleps, I'm a fan of them. They actually
have no idea.
Yeah, well, it's a line, and they sell cosmetics, and they have, like, a lot of great, great, great new flavors for lip glosses, and the colors for the nail polishes are out of this world. Like, I mean, these nail polishes are like no other, and I fucks with OPI really hard, and I've been noticing that I've been buying a lot of juleps. And, like, I mean, the nail polishes, they're not that expensive. They're going for $14 a bottle.
$14 a bottle of what?
Nail polish.
How big is this fucking bottle of nail polish?
It's decent.
Like, decent, like, I'm thinking at least, for $14, that should be at least 10 ounces.
Okay, well, I mean, to the girl, see, my real sisters who are into fashion and stuff like that, they know what I'm talking about. Like, it's to $14 for some bomb-ass nail polish. Now, put it to you like this. We can get nail polish that's $1.99. But think the minute you put it on, the second you go to wash your hands or, you know, do something, the chippage, the dullage, you know, like, so... You know, those are for the basic bitches that don't, you know, like, that probably don't work, that don't, you know, that don't have an income where they can go out and, you know, go out and afford things like that and still have money left over. You know, and it's nothing, and I'm talking to, because, you know, and I'm, and if that's your situation, that's your situation. You know, that it is what it is. Because, yes, they do make nail polish in a dollar. So I don't want to see no bitches looking like, you know, the Crips Keeper hand because they don't have on no nail polish and their real nails are turning brown. Like, you know, it's nail polish is out there for everybody's pocket. But if you really want to make a statement, if you really, you know, care about yourself, you would invest in yourself. And $14, for me, is not that bad, considering I paid more for a nail polish, a small nail polish. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go, you know, to get that, guys do it, to get some exclusive sneakers, that exclusive color that nobody else got, that nobody else has, that's not in stores. Y'all go hard for it. Or y'all go above and beyond just to get that, if that's what you want and you can't afford it. So, yes, you know me, you know, Mac is one of the, you know, and you know me, Black. You know I don't do the whole, I'm not an excessive makeup person. I don't need it. You know, I don't need it. But I do like to get glamorous, so I like to get the lips going. I like to do my eyes, you know, all that other stuff. So, Mac, I used to spend $45 on just two items, and that might be a concealer and a lip gloss. So, I mean, but that shit, I made it last because, yes, considering it's $45, you know, and you wear it when you need to wear it. Straight up, I have $2 lip gloss for every day. The shit that I just want to throw on, and because I know my Mac is about to run low, you know, I just need to jazz up the lips. So, ladies, yes, invest in yourself. And I'm telling you, that Juleps brand is the best. It's
whatever
out there with,
shit is.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It really is. I'm telling you, and when I'm pretty sure if you was to if two girls came up to you and they was to both give you their hand, right? And you if you had to sit there and decide which is the more expensive nail polish, I'm pretty sure if you see this julep, like you'll be like, okay,
I wouldn't even care.
Yes, why not? But see, and that's one of the topics I want to get into tonight. I want to get into men. And the over-exaggeration, it's killing me.
How is that? I don't care what kind of nail polish you got. Me, personally, I don't see paying $14 for a little fucking 2 ounce fucking bottle of nail polish when you could just go down to Sisto and get one the same size and last you just long and look just as fucking
nice. Why do I have to go to the 99 cent store? This is what I want
to know. Why do you have to spend all that money, though? That's right. Why do you have to spend all that money?
I'm not,
you said invest in yourself. I'm saying fine, invest, but invest fucking wisely. Don't put so much money into that. Cause shit, with that $14.99 on the tulip shit, you can go down to the store and get enough motherfucking nail polish to last you for a year.
No, no, no.
No, it won't, because I would use it so many times due to the applications that I would have to apply, because it's cheap, so the consistency and the texture of the nail polish, it's not strong enough for my everyday use, washing dishes, cooking, you know, just different things. So, no. Y'all niggas is quick to fucking screen, take a picture of a bitch if you see her sitting down, and her nail polish is mad shit. And y'all gonna, the caption will be,
no,
look at this.
No, no, no. I would take the picture if her nails were hanging over the edge of her shoes. Or if her nail polish was tripped and she still rocked the sandals like shit. Even if you got on $2 nail polish or you got the $14 shit, if you got fucking one nail fucking with a speck of paint left, you can easily go over that one toe real quick before you walk out the motherfucking house.
You guys or something else. But I do. I want to talk about males and the over-exaggeration. Like, you know me. Like, I chop it up with people all day, every day. And, you know, the males, like, I just kind of adapt more to males. You know, nothing against you females. A lot of you bitches is just straight up haters. I can't fuck with you. I'm not going to be fake and phony. So I'd rather just fuck with a real nigga. And why do you guys say things like, okay, you know, when it comes down to niggas and bitches, and you got the guys that claim, like, okay, well, with when it comes down to guys, like, we do things like, okay, we'll fuck a bitch. And then, like, have that look on our face, or we'll say to the bitch, like, all right, I nutted, you nutted, like, so why the fuck are you still here? I feel like you guys over-exaggerate when you say shit like that. I know a couple of real niggas that have been through hard times in their life to where I know for a fact that if that's the shit that they're on, that's the shit that they're on. If they've dead-ass said that shit to that bitch, like, all right, bitch, why are you still here? Like, why are you still sitting here? But a lot of niggas, though, like, I hear you. I just don't believe it. And I feel like it's such a – niggas over-exaggerate when it comes to bitches and money and a lot of different things. Like, and there's no need for that. And I think they over-exaggerate way more than women.
That. You're 100% right. Most niggas, they don't be like that. Most niggas, they'll do that shit and then be laid up like, shit, fuck it. Nigga like me? Hold on, though.
Like, you know, like, all right, whatever. Like, honestly, like, I understand, like, you know, that's not your girl. You know, it's a bitch that you called over. And, you know, you put the bug in her ear and she was actually with it. So, all right, like, all right, I'm not going to fuck this bitch. She's about to come through. Then I'm about to, you know, after she leaves, I'm about to go do this. I got to go pick up some money. I got to go to work, whatever. So, you know, you might fuck a bitch. You might ask, you know, it's done. You might be like, all right, so, you know, like, I got to make some moves, whatever. You know, like, okay, so she's probably like, all right, well, she already knew what it was anyway, so she's about to leave. You're about to leave. How, what you're saying, though, what you're posting, what you're subliminally saying, and what you're telling your niggas, like, yeah, just kick that bitch out. Like, you're over-exaggerating. Like, no, you didn't. You didn't do it like that. Like, I hate that. That's really becoming a pet peeve of mine when it comes down to males. Because to me, it kind of falls into, like, the bitchiness, like, I don't know, like, it's just weird, and it's to me, a turn-off, like, nigga, like, no, you didn't say that, you didn't do that, or that's not exactly how it went, or you didn't say it in those exact words, so why, you know, like, why over-exaggerate, why?
Well, that's it, you 100%, like, see, nigga, like me, my rule is after sundown, before sunup, so, with me, she'll come over, and right when the sun come up, I'm like, yo, I got to go to work, some shit. But let's leave. They will have their ass out before that sun come up. You know, and that's how I don't say, yo, you got to go, or, hey, what you about to do? You know what I'm saying? I'll have some type of motherfucking curse, like, hey, you want me to walk to the train station? You know, or some shit. But I'm not always, yeah, I'll take that bitch. Nah. You know, because, you know, that kind of falls in the place of, you lied on your dick because you're fabricating the certain aspects of the night of where you had got some. And due to how this crazy universe goes, what I believe is if you change anything about the aspect of that night, that's like you lying on your dick, and your dick won't work for you.
Exactly. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like you're lying or you're dead.
Like, yo, you fucked her. You don't need to lie about how she came over, how you got rid of her. Because the bottom line of the story that your boys want to hear, if you did or you didn't, fuck it. Everything else is overkill. They just want to know if you fucked her, man. And if you fucked her, yeah, cool. You know, did she give her head? Fine, whatever. But other than that, that's it.
That's how I feel, too. You know, and I just feel like it's 2013. Nigga, stop. Like, just stop. Just stop over-exaggerating. Stop over-exaggerating how you get so fucking fly. And throughout the week, you're sitting there trying to, like, scratch some of the old ketchup stain off your jeans so that you can put them back on again with a different shirt. It's okay, like, honestly, like, I respect a nigga who don't got it like that, but is a cool-ass nigga, and knows, you know what I'm saying, and humbles himself because, you know, like, one day he's going to get it together or, you know, due to his situation right now, he's just chilling, and he's not trying to act or be something that he's not. And a nigga who don't have it like that, but be talking mad shit, especially when they have on that one outfit that probably got them the most likes on Instagram, or that one outfit that they got a couple of comments on Facebook, like, oh, you look nice, da da da. Like, you know, like, just stop. I really took a poll, and I was really talked to five niggas today and two females, and all, like, four out of the five niggas, like, over-exaggerated about one simple thing. And it was, to me, I just laughed because I was like, man, like, I know it probably did happen, or you probably did say that, but it didn't happen in that form or fashion. Like, it didn't happen that way exactly. So, like, come on. Like, you're telling me the story here. So, like, it's not that serious. I'm going to laugh regardless because I would think you're a funny individual, but to over-exaggerate about, and another thing too with niggas, and it comes down to, like, smoking, like, stop over-exaggerating. You have regular green. So just because you put that filter on your bud and it makes it look light green, like, stop saying that it's sour. It's not.
Thanks.
Stop. It's not Kush.
Stop lying on your weed, son.
Not blue cheese, nigga. That shit is green. Like, all right, smoke your shit. Like, smoke. Because this is how I look at it. Whatever, if it's green or if it's whatever it is, like, nigga, you smoking. So what you, like, smoke, like. But don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit kills me. Don't over-exaggerate, like, about your game collection, and then when a nigga want to go play you in that game, you like, yo, I lent that out to my cousin or my bro, or my nigga got it. No, like, it's okay. Like, games are like $60 a pop. I understand, nigga. Stop over exaggerating. Like, stop over exaggerating about what bitches say to you. Like, let me fucking read the conversation for myself. It's okay. Every day, your everyday, like, you know, not every day of your life is going to be that much fucking exciting. Like, if the bitch told you, like, oh, okay, you know, I'll think about, you know, maybe coming over this weekend and spending some time with you, don't worry, and niggas gonna be like, yo, that bitch wants the dick. She already said this weekend she about to come through, and, like, what? I mean, bitches do it too, but, I mean, to me, like, I just feel like guys do it just way more. Way more. And y'all be telling bitches, well, y'all need to slow down on this, or y'all need to slow down on that. Well, I'm here to tell the guys, like, I think that you need to slow down on over-exaggeration. Leave that to little kids and their imagination.
You 100% right about that one.
I'm black. I mean, like I said again, you know, you're a male. You know, so at any time and point, you know, you can say how you feel, but.
Yeah. Like I said, you understand why niggas be over-exaggerating, say? And it's funny because I'll hear a lot of the stories and then, you know, a lot of women confide in me. So then dudes go like, yo, I fuck such and such and wear such. But then 8 out of 10, they don't know, like, yo, the girl that they just fucked is calling, telling me about this shit. And it's totally not the way he just told it to me. Nigga, she didn't go to your house. You went to her house. And it's...
Exactly. Like, a nigga would be like, okay, you know, they're, like, telling their nigga or telling their whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I fucking... Shorty came through, suck my dick, and the bitch, I told the bitch, bye, like, all right, I'm done, da-da-da. Like, okay, but... You think that, like, that's so ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, ooh. But, like, I always say to every nigga, there's a bitch that's just like that. So there are females that, like, if niggas be so crass, like, okay, like, well, this is, excuse me, this is what we do, you know, to bitches, like, you know, hoes or slut, so whatever. Okay, but it's being done right back to you, so... You know what I'm saying? Because a bitch will call a nigga over, like, if she knows that she just wants, like, if she fucking is back up. Her friends are telling her, like, bitch, you need some dick. Like, you just mad aggy for no reason. You on edge, oh, blah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she gets to thinking, and she's like, I'm grown. Fuck this shit. Whatever. And call up a nigga, and it just be about that. Like, she can have you come over to her crib, her spot, where she can fucking tell you after you done... You know, fuck out, whatever. You ate her pussy. She came all over your face. She done smoked up your weed. You so thirsty. You're so open to come over there and hit it that you're asking me, oh, so what do you want to eat? What do you want to, you want anything to drink? What you like to drink? Bitches love to drink before they get the dick. No, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then right after you're done, hit you with the, oh, I gotta go pick up my kids. My mom is about to come through because I'm getting ready to leave, and she's about to watch my kids when they come home from school and get out, or simply say get the fuck out. Thanks. I'll call you sometime.
Thanks.
I bet you won't even get out her bed after she's done. Like, nigga, you know what the door is. All you gotta do is slam it, it'll lock on itself from the inside. Close my door when you leave the room, please. Thank you.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It is what the fuck it is. Let's get into another camera shoe break. You're definitely rocking out on All Barbies Radio. 347-857-4302. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Over exaggeration. Mel's is taking that one. Y'all got it. I'm sorry. And
I can't even defend me because I know niggas that do it. So it's like, I can't help you. I'm sorry. But maybe get online and we'll shed some light on this. But Nikki, you know. I'm looking through the crazy shit, and this song right here, I don't know why, but it made me think of you, son.
Aw, let's hear it.
Oh, look out. Oh, come on. What you like? Luxury dust, jewelry cut, precision like I bust. And when it's in, funk your body blew up.
hey, that's my shit. What do you like? I like a whole lot of things.
I know you do.
I do.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the pussy-eating champ at Jam It's Thick. She says, I want to hang out with at How's Your Head Game for weekend. That would be dope as fuck. Yes, it would. I'm fine. I'm no Mac. I'm dope. That's crazy. Shout out to Eric the Don, who says, y'all hoes be talking about your baby daddy ain't shit. They don't even know him.
Oh, that's awful.
That's crazy, but
hey,
I have something to say to that. Like,
attention all
that
ratchet hoes and ain't shit niggas.
I'm
you guys can file W-2s tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can start tomorrow. So we already know the lines of H&R Block are going to be out the door. Jackson Hughes going to be popping. And we're going to see a whole bunch of pictures, niggas flashing money on Twitter, Instagram.
niggas going to be like, I'm wintertime ready. Nigga, you just got wintertime ready right before it fucking hit spring. So what are you talking about? Sit your ass down, like.
We got like a month and a half of winter left to talk about you winter ready.
Nigga, we got like 3.5 weeks left. Like, what are you talking about? You just now was able to get your fucking boots.
No, face off a layaway.
You just now able to get your fucking insulated boots. Fuck out of here, and nigga talking about, yep, I'm out to hit up my
nigga get insulated UGG boots, you need your ass beat.
Nigga's going to be like, yep, that Miami vacation in March looking, sounding real good. Nigga, that's only because in February you filed your taxes and you knew and you counted ahead of time once they told you how much you was going to get back. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
I want to see you go to Miami.
I'm glad I got my own account.
Like, during the month of
October,
November, you can't.
I ain't got to worry about all that.
That's crazy. Niggas ain't go to the club all winter. But when they get their income tax money?
Now they want to take pictures at bottle service and shit.
I'm about to go pop bottles this weekend just because what? Finish the sentence. What's happening on my income tax money? Finish the fucking sentence.
It's just
you know?
That check clear.
Y'all bitches is not low. Y'all too. Because when it's income tax time, y'all be looking the flyest.
About to get my Remy Martin.
No, fuck a Remy Martin. These bitches is going to go get their Brazilian. They're going to go get imported here. They're going to order that shit offline. Now, remind you, all throughout, right, the year,
right.
They've been getting them packs, right? They've
right.
been going 29th Street, trying to get the, you know, whatever. But as soon as income tax time comes, they got...
Oh, my shit get flown in.
They got, I just dropped a half a rack on some Brazilian. Bitch, I can go get that shit tomorrow.
Yeah.
And throw it in and then go take it out. And then go do it again the following week or 2 weeks. Stop. Like, stop. Like, and if that's what you do, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you do, my whole thing is just don't brag. Just don't go and, like, sit your fucking ass down and be good with that. Be grateful that this year you got back X amount of money and that you were able to do the things that you wanted to do that you couldn't do throughout the year. And be good with that. And be thankful. And be grateful. And appreciative. Do not get up on Instagram and, like, post and fucking flee my fucking feed with hashtag bored pics because you're not bored, bitch. You planned that shit. You knew you was going to sit there and you put on lip gloss, lipstick, eyeshadow, eyeliner, foundation, concealer, shoes, just because your hair is done, to take pictures in the house. That's not boredom. That's premeditation. I'm about to see how many likes I get because I'm a new bitch.
Going
no.
Hell.
No.
She's going hell.
What the fuck you need to be doing? Like, and you're killing me. These bitches get income tax money talking about clubbing in Miami is going to be so great. Bitch, have your kids been to Disney World? No, but you clubbed in Miami. Are you about to go clubbing in Miami? Like, these whole bitches be acting up, and y'all kids be struggling behind it. Like, that's not fair. Bitch, before you go and redesign your whole entire apartment, how about before you go and redesign your whole entire, like, wardrobe and your whole shoe game and stuff, how about you redesign your whole apartment? How about you redesign your whole life? How about you, you know, use that as, like, this is the money that you're getting back for. This is exactly, like, you all, you know, you paid out, you did this, taxed this, that, that, and third. Great. And guys, too, like, come on, like, and then, what, you know, do what you need to do first. Because, yes, it's your, you know, a lot for most people, it's a lot of your hard-earned money.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Ricky Martin just went ahead for, like, 5 minutes straight. Oh, y'all ratchet hoes, son. I'm in the studio dying, ladies and gentlemen. Because Nicki Minaj is going ham on y'all tax season rich people. Ooh, this is a great show, I must say.
I'm just saying, like, no, for real. Like, motherfuckers, y'all niggas is everybody so quick. Oh, my God, can I claim AK? Are you claiming Little Jar Jar this year? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, everybody's so quick to claim, oh, my God, yes, bitch, I didn't have fucking 4 kids this year. You already know my income tax is going to be great. All right, so if that's what you have and that's who you're going to claim, each kid, you know what I'm saying, you get a certain amount for each kid. How about with that money you do shit for that kid? Like, I don't understand. How you fucking reap the benefits of Little John John ass and you going to go spend all that shit on you? But then complain after all your income tax money is, you know what I'm saying, is done. And when you're now going back to your paychecks, you're like, damn, this little nigga needs sneakers. I got to sacrifice this just to get that. Like, are you kidding me? Crazy.
Ooh, I can.
That's funny.
So what else is on your mind, Boggs?
I want to know, like, who would you choose to date, Gabrielle Union or Kerry Washington?
Who I would date personally?
Yeah.
Damn, Gabrielle Union or Kerry Washington. Yo, they both bad. And I'll go Gabrielle Union because she's taller.
I'm just saying, like, damn. Well, maybe I would have probably said Kerry Washington only because, like, I like her lips. Like, I don't know. If I was a nigga, you know.
I don't know, I like her better with curly hair and shit, so.
I mean, to each of them. Who would you rather date? Let's see, since you made that point about her being taller, let's see if I can get someone the same size, same height. Would you date Megan Good or K. Michelle?
Megan Good. I can't stand K. Michelle ass. But
I
do have a caller on the line. Last four digits, 4142. What's good, player?
Hey, what's up with y'all, Brooklyn Black? How's your head, gang? It's your boy Smooth the Dude, 501 representative, Arkansas. Stand up. What y'all got going tonight?
What's going on, Smooth? What's going on? Definitely missing you over here. I was, you know what's so funny? I was going to text your ass today, and I wasn't even going to say nothing. I was just going to put the sad face. But I definitely
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I hope everything is good with you, though. You know? I hope all is well. Still and all.
Yeah, it like brings you challenges. And it's all on how you react, you know what I'm saying? And I've been kind of down, but, you know, a lot of family issues going on. But, you know, I'm getting on my feet. Everything's getting good. You know, I mean, you live and you learn and, you know, you grow from your experience. You know, just a growing and learning experience I just went through. But it's making me better and making me strong. And as long as I learn from it, I think God put me through it for a reason to learn what I learned. So, hey. I'm getting back, and I'm good, and, hey, we back. All boys,
exactly.
All day.
That's what it is. Aw, shout out to you, Smooth the Dude. I need to follow at Smooth the Dude, calling from Little Rock, Arkansas, representing. And what we have going on, like, I mean, tonight I'm just talking about, I want to say, well, I was gearing towards men and over-exaggeration, right? Like, because I feel like men over-exaggerate way more than women. You know, and it be the littlest things, like, about down to, like, who you're fucking, who even said anything to you, what you're smoking, to how you just say certain things, like, especially when you're talking to your niggas, like. And I just want to know, like, why do men feel the need to over-exaggerate? And one of the scenarios that I said was, for instance, a guy could be like, you know, where, like, I just be fucking these bitches. I just be fucking them and, like, talking to his nigga, mind you. Like, yo, I had this one bitch over. She just came over. I called her all the way from another hood. And she came over and sucked my dick. And after that, I told that bitch to get the fuck out. Like, a lot of, maybe one out of, maybe two out of six niggas like that may have been said, but the rest of y'all are over-exaggerating. Why? Like, that's not how you said it. But that's not probably how it went. But it seems to be, like, just occurring a lot. And I want to know from you, why do men over-exaggerate so much?
First off, never been an LOD-er. Lying on dick. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. So I just want to clear that out or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But all I could do is just speak on the topic like you state. I think maybe it might be an ego thing, you know. I mean, because you with maybe a cool one of your boys or whatever, and some of these things are actually happening to him. He is smoking the loud. He is making the money in the streets. He is knocking off all these ladies maybe. And, you know, you a homeboy of him, acquaintance, and you just want to feel like you're on his level. So you may... You know, well, you know, I got loud, too. I got this, and that, but where it's at, you know. It may be more on the ego and the competition between guys. I don't know why a lot of the dudes do that. I know if you keep it real with yourself from the jump, you know, a lot of those things will fall in place for you, you know, be it with the ladies or, you know, accomplishments at work or be it, you know, you in the hood trapping, you know. When you keep it real with others, you know, it shows your character, you know. So I can't really pinpoint why folks do that. I'm thinking more like an ego, and I know guys, you know, friendly competition or whatever, where you fuck her, well, shit, I fuck her. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people do the line on the dick or whatnot, you know. But that's never been my character. I find that if you be 100 with yourself and the others that you keep around, you know, you'll get a lot further in life, period. But you know, you lying on dick, you lying on your dick, your homeboy ran his mouth, and now it got back to the chick that you didn't even, that you hit so called, and that never happened, and you got
exactly.
drunk.
Exactly. So if you just. From over exaggerating.
Yeah, you just keep it 100. If you just keep it 100 and real with yourself and others, what really happened? I mean, does that make you bad that you was with that female and, hey, I didn't hit? I mean, shit, you know, I mean, my nigga might ask me, hey, you smashed her? No, I didn't smash her, fam. I mean, no. What's the point of lying? Because you never know, like I say, with your homeboy, might go back and, well, he's saying you fucked, but it didn't happen, and she come back, and it's a whole, you know, it blows up, and then that makes you look bad in the end. The truth comes to the light. You know, your grandma been told you this.
Exactly, like I was just telling Black, like, exactly, like, nigga, if you don't, like, regardless if you have green, if you have loud, you know what I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, nigga, you have weed, so smoke your shit and shut the fuck up, get high, like, just, like, you know what I'm saying, like, don't be the nigga to post your shit on Instagram, and just because the filter that you choose, you know, makes your shit look a little bit green, so now you want to post, talking about, I got that loud, about to smoke loud, like, no, you're not. You're not, like, because it would be so fucked up if I was to hit you up, like, so let me come, so I'm about to come through and smoke with you, or come, you know, or whatever. And then, like, what are you going to, like, you know, like, what are you going to be the one to be like, damn, nah, but my nigga, you just rolled 8 doobies. Like, I can't even, you know what I mean? Only because now you got to hide the fact that the shit is not sour. Over exaggerating.
Or something come up. Well, you know, I can't do it right now. I got to go over here and I got to do this, making up excuses
exactly.
to try to cover up your lies. Yeah, so I mean,
exactly.
like I say, you just be 100 like from the start. Go ahead, boo.
Exactly, I'm sorry. Like I said to Black, like, niggas be doing that shit, like, when they, like, lying about their fucking game collection, like, nigga. Like I said again, I understand. Games are, like, $60 a fucking pop, so don't be like, oh, yeah, I got that game. And then when a nigga want to fucking play you in that game, go online with you, you talking about, nah, yo, I let my bro, you know what I'm saying, I let him hold it this week or whatever, or he still never give it back to me, nigga, because you don't have it. So don't over-exaggerate. Just to fucking sit in this conversation right now. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Or to look like you down with the fucking, you know, whatever, Metal Gear's fucking 3 crew. Like, you're not. You know shit about this fucking game. And what you know is what we talk about. So that's what, you know, like, I hate that. Like, stop over-exaggerating. You know, females,
right.
yes, it does, like, because, yes, it does. It fucks, sometimes it can fuck us up, you know? You over-exaggerate to a nigga, like, yeah, like, a bitch could tell you, like, yo, I just, you know, text you like, yeah, you know, this weekend I might come over, you know, we could talk, top it up, catch up with you, whatever. I'm thinking about it. I still have something to do, but it's pending, so I'll let you know, I'll get back at you. You will fucking run to your niggas. Like, you go fucking run to go take your niggas, like, yo, this bitch wants to come over, she's about to come through this weekend, that's what she told me, she's about to come through and shit, about to fucking beat, you already know, like, no, like, you don't, like, that's not what the fuck she said, and you don't know if that's what the fuck goes down. Because, honestly, from the way that she texts, it doesn't seem like it's going to go down. So, I mean, the over-exaggeration shit is just, it's a big turn-off to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a really big turn-off to me. And I've asked a couple of females, and they can agree that it is a turn-off. It's a turn-off.
And I can see why.
Because it's dumb. Because I want to know what that conversation is going to be like when I find out, like, you over-exaggerated a little bit. Like, so what? How are you, like, what is your comeback to that? What is your redemption? Like, I want to, like, you know, like, I'm curious. Like, sometimes, like, it's bullshit, but I'm curious to know, like, okay, so now that you know that I know that you don't smoke loud, like, so it's always going to be that awkward moment now. Like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I should just never said in the first place. Exactly. You know, that awkward moment when now that I know, right, that that's not what the fuck this bitch said. Because she fucking screenshotted the shit and sent it to me. But, I mean, like I said again, y'all are males, like, correct me if I'm wrong. I just feel like men do it more than women.
Well, I feel like this. Men, like, they do it, they're more blatant. Like, the same shit with you. Like, women, they actually go and they research shit and they think of different scenarios to fit the motherfucking lie and all that shit. So it's going to be hard as hell for you to bust them. A dude, he'll just lie just off a straight habit. Hey, where you come from? Nowhere. Nigga, you just walked out the office. Oh, no, yeah, I was in the office. You know, niggas just lie for impulse. A woman, she'll lie, she'll be, you know, she'll, like, really break it down, and she'll check out different scenarios, so you, if you ask her a question, she'll know how to answer it, so you can believe whatever she's telling you. So I think it's the same thing, it's just they go about it different ways.
I mean, I feel like it just needs to come to a cease or die down a little bit. Like, I don't know. At one point for me, it felt like that what the fuck was in. Like, that was the fashion statement of the month, of the week, of the, you know, like, it really just got out of hand. And, like, it just was ridiculous for me, just like how now, like, what's about to get out of hand. And Smooth, you know, I'm pretty sure you can agree with the whole income tax, like, you know, like, niggas is going to be electronics up.
Yeah, and prepaid debit card.
Every fucking thing. But is their refrigerator going to be as full as their closet? No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I heard you speaking on it. You know, I just hope that the people, you know, with these 3, 4, 5 kids getting $6,000-$7,000, you know what I'm saying? They would just, if not, you know, take care of their household, at least invest in something so they can make that money flip or something, you know. Don't be out at the club, you know, buying bottles and this new fit, and your kids don't have nothing to eat that you got all this money for. You know what I mean? I know you got maybe be in the red or whatnot, you want to catch up, but make sure you just take care of your family too, though, you know, because they deserve it. That's the reason why, you know, you're getting all these racks. So that's my, you know, mention to all the mothers that's getting all this money, you know. Make sure you just take care of your home and your family, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm not saying you can't go get a couple fits or, you know, go have a nice time, though, but make sure you take care of home first, though.
That's it,
you know,
First and foremost, because like I always say again, exactly, like, before you go out and splurge and plan trips and do that, like, get a new couch, bitch, that you've been sitting on all fucking year, that your kids have spilt juice on and spilt this on and everything, and go fucking paint your room over. Go just get the, you always complain about your fucking dishwasher being broke. Bitch, go get a new one. You know what I'm saying? And the nigga too, like, just do that first, and whatever's left over, enjoy yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't go out and just go and just be like, damn, like, I have my eye on this fucking Xbox 360 for so long. Like, you know, like, just to me, how I treat my income tax money, whatever, I'm able, like, you know, I handle my responsibilities first. And then whatever's left over, whatever it is that I need, but it's, you know, then I'll get. And then I have a child, so she's definitely coming first. Her education comes first. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, like, just little different things. She's growing. She needs different things. Like, just all of that comes before you splurge. Like, that's just, to me, that's just my motto. Like, every fucking year when this shit comes around. That's crazy. But, Smooth, I definitely do hope that, you know, everything, you know, gets better. You know, I'm here. I'm definitely here. You know, you can always call me. I'm always here to support. And, you know, we definitely got to talk about what we always try to fucking talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
actually, get together, because I think, you know, New York and Arkansas, that's a nice little mix. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Like I always say, I'm down. Circumstances messed up for me at the beginning of the year, but we, like I said, we just need to talk off the air, and we're going to come up and formulate a plan. We was putting some ideas down earlier, so we're going to formulate this plan, man. We're going to knocking at the park, man. Hey, but I extend the invitation to you tomorrow to come through. I got Kia Shine on the show tomorrow. He's coming through. So Crispy. He do got some new music out, Solid Gold. This new mixtape he coming out with or whatnot. But he trying to come back on the rap scene or whatnot. And, you know, I still been focusing on the show and doing my little side things or whatnot and taking care of the business with my family or whatnot. But I'm going to be in this magazine. It actually comes out. It's actually in stores tonight. There's a free magazine here in Arkansas. Anybody in the Arkansas area. Yeah, I'm going to have to mail you a copy, actually. I'm going to text me your address. I'm mailing them out to everybody. But I'm featured, actually, in this magazine. It's like a two-page article spread about my show or whatnot and, you know, the impact that I'm having on Central Arkansas. So shout-out to me. Chops, my co-host.
Shout out to you. Yes, definitely. Shout out to Smooth the Dude. And definitely, when you do mail me my copy, make sure you autograph it, you sign it, you tag it up, put your fucking best cologne, slide that shit across the page real quick.
What the hell?
Hey, I got you, boo. All in and some more. You hear me? I got you. You know you did something to me. You got this special little hold on me, so hey, we ain't gonna get too sentimental. We'll keep it on the back end. But y'all be safe, Brooklyn Black. Hey, you know you're my guy. Hey, Brooklyn, you can come through too, fam. You know I'm gonna put you on the air, my guy.
Hey, dude, you already know. Give me that info. I'll make the appearance.
Already. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I remind you on Twitter, man. How's your head, gang? You know, Nikki Barbs, you know you're my number one, so just, hey, keep in touch with me. I'm going to call you tomorrow, and maybe, hopefully, you know, I get off work at 2, so hopefully you're not too busy and we can chop it up some more. And I promise you I'm going to call you tomorrow on the air. So if y'all, if I don't call,
I'll let you know on Thursday if your ass didn't call me or not. I will let them know on Thursday.
Yeah. We're going to do it like that.
All right.
Hey, no, I gotta end it right. If you're not fucking with Nikki Bars, Boss Bars, or my nigga Brooklyn Black, man, or the All Bars Movement, hey, find the tallest building in your city and jump off of it. You hear me? Hey, y'all be safe, man. I love y'all. Y'all be safe.
Y'all be good on
me. That's what it is. Smooth as Dude came through. Yes, guys. Oh, man. Yes, definitely shout out to the niggas that been fucking with me and Black and Boss Bars and All Bars Movement and the radio show since day fucking one. I can count, like, I can honestly, like, it's just so many of y'all, but I definitely do remember y'all, like, so much. Like, it's a new year. This is crazy. This is crazy. Like, it's
crazy for me because pregame radio, we're going into year three. April 10th will be our third year. You know, so to see that we, you know, because most shows, you know, they don't go past a year. They don't go past 6 months. We've been here 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And we've had a whole bunch of spinoffs, a whole bunch of other shows, you know. So to see that all these, everything is just progressing, it's just great for me.
Exactly. Oh, so cool. So fucking cool. That's crazy. Shout out to my Twitter feed. That shit is going crazy. That shit is going ham. And definitely, damn, it resets at 10:30, so I don't know if we can do another, you know, song and then bring it back, can we?
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
All right, so DJ, bring it back.
347-857-4303, you already know. I just had to play it because Nikki was going ham all night. I just had to do it.
It was all good just a week ago. You can feel they sell. And that watch the stone drop, it's kill they still. What niggas gon' do, ho? It's a new crap on a new stove. I'm in two, though. True that. It's telling me you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, bitch, suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, ho, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we speaking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking bitches out like Pam, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Me and Jibba. And the nigga still young. When I had no kids, but I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as shit. Had a few white girls as bad as shit. But the head so good, damn a nigga glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building. Watch out below, a million out the door. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am.
Fuck y'all mad at me for? Y'all don't even know what I've been through. I played chicken with the Mack truck. Y'all motherfuckers would've been moved. I swam waters with great whites. Y'all motherfuckers would've been chewed. I hustled with vultures late nights. Y'all motherfuckers would've been fooled. Fuck wrong these dudes. Try to walk around in these shoes. See the shit I saw growing up. Then maybe you can take a peek at these fools. Niggas fantasize about the shit that I do daily. Like these rappers rap about all the shit that I do really. I'm like really half a billion, nigga, really. You got baby money, keep it real with niggas. Niggas ain't got my lady money. Watch the phone, don't step on our road. Bad enough, you got your step on our glove. When my nephew die, daddy dead. Nigga took the price from my uncle's head. Nobody call the cops, it's my uncle blessed. Don't feel like I'm collecting on my uncle. Bow down, for the main homage. Don't spill hate, all of my garments. Call the garçon, fuck your fresh. Headshots, nigga, fuck your vest. Fuck the pig, no pork on my fault. Peace, God, cause you know a nigga just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham.
Problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. And finding somebody real. Hold up, bitches to my dime. Taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over nine. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like cheese. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you figure, getting bigger and fucking bitches. She rolling switches, bought her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish, but at least a nigga nigga rich. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bored. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can sell one.
Y'all not putting bitches on the remixes no more? Man, listen. Drop the beat.
I love big dick, that's no fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love big dick, that's no fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love big dick, that's no fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. And finding a bitch that's real is your fucking problem. Bring that motherfucking head, bitch, I can solve it.
I like them tall black, dick like a kickstand. And if I won't, should I take the next bitch? Man, ratchet in the club, but I get nothing but love. And this was way before they even knew who I was. Put your face in my pussy, put your fingers in my ass. A wet water kingdom when my pussy goes flat. Don't think it's over when it's over, it ain't over. Get that big dick up out the bed and bend me over. I popped the molly, now I'm sweating. So don't you be selling me dreams of big dick ass betting. Ain't trying to wipe you, I'm just trying to get my rocks off. I like it rough, pull my head, rip my top off. I've been a bad girl, I think that you should punish me. I'm on a pill, baby, don't stop, come at me. Beat it up, beat it from the back. A standing ovation when my ass go clap.
I love big dick, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love big dick, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love big dick, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding a bitch that's real is your fucking problem, bring that motherfucking head, bitch, I can solve it.
I know you love it when this beat is on. Think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along, unless you brought the weed alone. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South of Valley. Now vacate in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is DB up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
I was gonna come on and say some shit. That's crazy.
Yo.
I really was. Damn. That's crazy. I wasn't about to come on and say some shit. Y'all know I must got old up. That's crazy. I love that song, though. You don't have to send that shit to me.
Yeah, that was Persia's remix on there. Like, I first heard it, I was like, wait, did you just see what I think you just Like, I was real shocked.
Only if you was on Twitter, you knew which part of the song I was feeling the most.
Oh, God, I got to hit your timeline.
Hit up my timeline. Shout out to Black Euros, who says that he's tuned in. Shout out to you. Shout out to Too Much Swag CEO. And this nigga has a verified check next to his shit. He's definitely had an interview on All Barbs Radio. He just hit me up. Yo, Sam. Yo, what up, Sam? Long time. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Shout out to him. He just fucking tweeted the question, who would you date, Kobe Bryant or King James? And he added them, and I had to tweet him back. Like, I quoted the tweet, like, neither one of them. Both of them niggas is ugly.
That's rude.
It is rude, especially, I guess, when he added the both of them. Oh, wow, it is what it is. Look, because he asked a question. I told him, I said, I'm pretty sure everybody's just like, King James, Dr. Kobe. No, neither one of them. I don't give a fuck what they got. Like, if I had to spend the rest of my life with a nigga, I want to be with somebody that I can look at every single day, and it's every day, and it makes my pussy wet, regardless of what he has.
Wow, put my pussy in your face and your fingers in my ass. Wow.
But
yeah.
You wasn't supposed to repeat that, though. That was only for people that only follow me on Twitter.
Nah, if that, anybody don't know about that, so I'm about to retweet that son, bitch. Like, this nigga is just freaky.
Whatever.
That's great.
What's
going on in the world is NBA. Of course, y'all know Super Bowl's on Sunday. Hope y'all got y'all parties lined up. You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all know not to drink and drive. You know, they're going to be out crazy since they know it's Super Bowl and everybody's going to be out at the parties getting nice. You know, but as far as Tri-State area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, our teams are off tonight. But on Sunday, New York Knicks did beat the Atlanta Hawks 106-104. So, you know, it's good. They're on vacation right now, but other than that, we're still going good, going into the All-Star break. Real happy. That's what it is.
That's what the fuck it is. That's what's happening. Yes, definitely. So, like, are you excited, though? Like, what are you doing?
I'm just chilling for the Super Bowl, really, because neither one of my teams are there. You know what I'm saying? I was rooting for Ray Lewis because this was his last season. And if he went out his last season with a ring, that would be dope. But he ain't even going to play because he done got busted with human growth hormone, in the system and shit. So he wasn't even going to play in his last game, which got fucked up. So I'm just going to watch him both for the commercial.
That's just that.
That's it. I'm just going to watch him for the commercials, you know what I'm saying? And see what's popping for the halftime show.
Word, right? I'm over here dying. Like, I can't even stop. Like, my Twitter is so fucking crazy right now. Shit is funny. That shit is crazy. But shout out to the teams, you know. Shout out to everybody that's doing what the fuck they're doing and, you know, keeping it going. Shout out to everybody that has submitted me music. I will be playing it on Thursday. So I hope you brought your A game. I hope that what the fuck you sent me was, like, something that you will perform on Sunday's best. And because I don't got time for the for all this other slackness of lack of talent, and you just doing it just because you be bored and shit. No. My listeners don't got time for that shit. Neither do Black. We just don't got time for it. But like I always say, I'm about to close out the show. And thanks for everybody that was tuning in. And like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you. What you got going on, do you. Like I said again, be wise and don't let this income tax shit get to your head. Do what the fuck you need to do. Nigga, stop over-exaggerating. Please, like, if a bitch gonna fuck with you, she gonna fuck with you for you, because no matter how much you over-exaggerate, she will find out. And especially if it's something that you said about her to somebody that probably potentially wants to talk to her, or, you know what I'm saying, that feels a way and probably was like, but damn, you was just fucking this nigga. And you're like, what? Okay? No, was it? So just chill out. Like, at your wage and have a great, wonderful, blessed night. Mwah.
Initiating shutdown sequence.